Pro Circuit post race podcast with Adam Ciancerillo. Adam led some laps tonight, but I imagine you're not too stoked to not be on the box after that. But take us through it.
Yeah, I mean, I think the day started off terrible, to be honest. This week, somehow, I woke up on Wednesday and I have this strain on my abductor, like basically inside of my right leg.
Yep.
Man, that was really bothering me bad. Good thing there's only one right-hand turn on the track. That was like the one spot. It was really bothering me that turn that I fell in the main event. But regardless, I had a good heat race, and and I think for me, like in the main event, once Eli went down and I got to him, and I felt pretty good for a few laps, but I just felt super. I didn't feel very good in my turns, to be honest, and I knew that I was going to have to figure it out if I wanted to win. You know, I just wasn't. I was not killing my turns in that last segment too.
Yeah, the left before the double, not ideal. For you.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That section too, right after the mechanics area. There was just a few spots where I was really not flowing, and then it was kind of carrying into the rest of the track.
Right.
It wasn't really an effort problem. You know, I felt like my effort was good, but, I think, and then, you know, once Ken got really close to me, then I was having to protect the inside everywhere and making my turns really sharp. And it's like, what do you do there?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's where I felt the least comfortable tonight, is like staying low in the turns and cutting out of them and carrying momentum. So I was bummed I wasn't able to be a little bit better and to have more pace up front. I was definitely holding those guys up. But with that being said, it's like, you know, get out front, lead laps, kind of the same thing I did during outdoors. You know, I had to lead some laps in some races before I figured it out. So I think from where I started the season, like at Houston just a couple of weeks ago, my riding is considerably better. I'm encouraged by that. I was definitely a podium guy tonight. If I didn't make that stupid ass mistake, that's the only thing that pisses me off, is not being able to like follow Eli and Ken. And,
right.
You know, I didn't want to have a race like last week where I just was like 10 seconds behind the leaders. You know, I wanted to see if I could mix it up with those guys, but it wasn't to be. But,
yeah, what happened there? You just slid off or something, or like what?
Yeah, so sometimes these turns, from, I guess it's just like the braking pattern of the, you know, like how we're doing it. They're in the middle of the turn, there becomes like a little bit of like a, almost like a rise, like a little bump, and it's like right as my forks were decompressing and going up, and I was trying to make most of my turn kind of right on that same spot.
Right.
And it just comes down to me, like right in that moment, not being strong enough, like on the bike, and just like almost committing to my turn before I'm set. If that makes sense.
Yeah.
So I know exactly what I did. It's not like, oh shit. Like, you know, it's not one of those deals. I know exactly what I did. That's why it bums me out. But, it wasn't terrible it wasn't terrible, you know, to crash and still, you know, get a fourth. I wish I was able to hold off Cooper, but I didn't. So, fourth time, I guess.
Well, hey, it happens. Also, it looks like you struggled. Not, I struggled is the wrong word, because you led laps and all that. It looks like it was tougher for you to triple on than some other guys, or you didn't get it as many times as you probably would have liked.
Yeah, well, to be honest, and dude, I was debating whether I was even going to say anything in any type of interview, because I've been talking about my arm, like, being a problem, and it's like, I don't want to be that guy that's always got something going on. You know, I know how that is. I don't want to be that guy, but I was really nervous. Like, I couldn't squeeze the bike that hard today.
Okay.
And, I was really nervous of that three off and the ruts, I'm sure the guys will tell you the ruts are just kind of taking you everywhere. You have to squeeze so hard right there to keep her straight.
Right.
And so I kind of bailed out of doing that pretty early in the main, just sort of going double, table, single. And that's why Cooper was able to, to get by me. So sometimes you gotta choose your battles, or, you know, I could have ended up on the concrete and gotten 14th and been like, well, you know, should have doubled.
No, listen, you could be Marty. I don't know what's going on with our guy, Marty. He has crashed violently in every main event. So, you know, it could be worse. We love Marty.
I won't tolerate any Marty slander.
I'm sorry. All right. I'm sorry. I'm going to try to call him and find out what he's doing, but you're right.
Love that guy.
It's mistakes. Right. And by a lot of guys on the track like tonight. And so,
Yeah. I mean,
you don't have it.
Yep. I mean, once I crashed, you know, I was, it took me a few laps to regroup. I think I was doing like some 50s there for like four laps.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, it's at a certain point, it's about limiting the risk at a certain point and just knowing what I'm capable of. And I knew how comfortable I was. And I just kind of made a decision like, okay, I'm going to have to do my best doing this line.
Yep.
You know, that's just what I was comfortable with.
Right.
And maybe that's just me growing up a little bit, Steve.
Does this count as a quiet one or no?
Yeah, I mean, I think so. I mean, it was cool to those guys, Ken and Eli were ripping tonight. They were going really good. You know, it was one of those days they were both on.
Yep.
And so I was glad to be up there battling and certainly tried my ass off. It didn't work out, but I mean, I can't worry about it too much. I was happy with my effort. Just gotta execute. We'll do it eventually.
All right, man. Well, hey, thanks for doing this. Appreciate it. We'll see you on Tuesday.
Thank you. Appreciate you.